You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Respect the past and represent the future with new gear from the Cleveland Browns Pro Shop. Shop the large selection of all new jerseys, t-shirts, jackets, sweatshirts, hats, and more. Stop by the Pro Shop at First Energy Stadium, open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily. That's Monday through Sunday. Or shop now on shop.clevelandbrowns.com or on the Browns mobile app. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm back here in the Dog Bowl. And Bria Gibbs, there was one quote from Dante Whitner. I was wondering what you thought about it.
And?
Men lie, women lie, stats don't.
Fine, as long as you're not. By the way, this was a big discussion last night at the Hooligans weekly golf outing.
What was?
Our conversation.
Oh, yes.
And you were in the minority, my friend.
Which conversation?
The intellectual elite often are, Gibbs, and that is okay.
That's fine.
Which conversation?
You go hang out in your mom's basement, too.
Can I ask you a question? Because this is something interesting that a couple of people actually said to me who listened to what we were talking about. Whether or not the points you made were valid or I made, whatever, taking that out of it. Why do you feel the need whenever the subject of analytics comes up to, like, slander what that person is doing? Like, because they're smart and they're digging to find a new way to quantify or do something, that they must be in a mom's basement. Like, what is, like,
I'm sure Mark Zuckerberg at one time might have been the brainchild of Facebook, might have come up with that idea while in his mother's basement.
But why is 100%? It so pejorative to be like a nerd? Why is that such a pejorative thing? Nerds run the world.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing. Again, stats are good.
But what you're saying, when the guy who came up with that must be in his mom's basement, you're not saying that guy, a positive
the guy
about
yesterday
that guy.
Is in mom's basement, and it's a bad thing.
Guy writes for the Bleacher Report, by the way.
Great. We have a lot of good people on the Bleacher Report. He's not one that I'm going to.
You also have some nerds there that are a part of ESPN Cleveland, Good Karma Brands.
I still feel like you didn't answer the question, though.
Why do I feel the need to slam people?
Yeah. Why is it like such a pejorative thing to you that somebody
is you're tall?
Into statistics or analytics or like that makes them be somebody who'd live in a mom's basement?
Certain stats. I love to read about stats.
Okay.
Okay. There are certain stats, though, that I feel are completely useless, a waste of time, and you're just looking for something to do because you're bored with life. And that number that you gave out yesterday was one of those.
Okay. So, like, what else would fall into that category for you? Like, in another sport, for example. Like, did you think, like, wins over replacement, like, things like that was something that somebody was like, how would they even come up with that? That sounds like a total nerdist activity, right?
Yeah, 100%.
And that's been, like, a guiding principle in how, like, Major League Baseball teams construct their rosters now.
Well, if it's the Indians, then makes a lot of sense these days.
There it is. I'm just asking.
They looked good last night.
It definitely seems
they did win yesterday. I give them their props.
I will say this. It just seems like certain numbers and like what you would call nerd things make you angry. Like makes you want to be like you're like Ogre from Animal House.
People were all like
or from Revenge of the Nerds.
People on Twitter were like, you guys are going to get in a fight. I'm like, no, we're not going to get in a fight.
No.
We just look, I'm all about when the stat packs come out every week. During the season,
yeah,
I read those from front to back.
But do you realize that as stat packs have evolved, it's because things that at one point were considered like far out there nerdy analytics now become actual stats. Like in baseball, think about when we were kids, right? When you and I were children in baseball, all that people cared about in baseball was your batting average, home runs, runs, and RBIs, right?
Correct.
That was it. Now it's all about on-base percentage,
on-base
plus slugging, like all those which are basically analytics and advanced metrics that are now the way that people are judged in terms of actually how good they are.
Those numbers, I'm fine. Slugging, on-base, things along those lines. But there are some other numbers, and I'm going to have to go find them.
What, throws per interception?
Interceptable throws, yeah.
Yeah. What gives you the right to determine what was a good throw and what was a bad throw?
So your friends, your friends that you golfed with didn't think that they could watch tape of a game and determine what pass could have been intercepted and what pass couldn't have been intercepted.
Here's the thing. My buddies, first of all, we had to golf. I thought there was going to be a tornado drop.
Yeah, there
right
was a lot of rain
yesterday.
How did you guys play?
We're on the first tee box, and we're like, should we go? There's like a rotating like wall cloud.
Yeah, I was at Petiti's in Avon.
Yeah, it was about 5:30. And we're looking and we're like, should we? And the guy was like, hey, they haven't called you in yet, the starter. I'm like, play on. Let's go. And, you know, no sooner had we teed off than they called us in. And then we came back out. We've got through six holes, and then the monsoon hit. And, you know, we all get a point for participation this week, and no wins or losses. It's kind of disappointing.
It is.
You know, but we were talking about it. My buddies are the casual fans. They just about every single one of them have season tickets. And they said the same thing I did. There are certain stats you gravitate to, and there are certain stats you're just like, that's way too over the head, over the top. That's a guy that thinks he knows what's going on, but maybe doesn't really know what's going on, making up these numbers.
So there's a pejorative connotation to things that maybe you don't understand or that you don't want to understand.
I have no need. What need do I have for that?
I don't know. I think it's interesting.
You win or you lose? Well, are you winning or are you losing? Okay, you're not winning. So then you need to make a change. I mean, that's there are certain numbers that fans get into, and there are certain numbers, and I'm a fan. And there are certain numbers that just put me to sleep and bore me. And yesterday, those were numbers that I didn't care about.
Well, you seem to care. You seem to have a pretty strong opinion about it, actually.
No, I mean, it doesn't – my whole thing is why is that guy given the right to determine those things? What makes him the expert to determine that thing?
So that gets back to it. So, right, why does that – bother you so much that any
because he's not so, did you play the game?
Why does that matter? Hold on, I'll ask. You're a player right now.
Yes.
You played in the NFL.
Yes.
Would it matter? Does that, do you believe, to come up with that stat from watching tape that you needed to play in the NFL?
From a statistical standpoint, no. But from a coaching standpoint, I've always preferred playing for a coach that played as opposed to someone who learned the game by watching over time.
Sure, that makes sense. Do you think somebody who didn't necessarily play the game can evaluate talent?
Yes.
That's fine. What are his credentials to evaluate talent?
Sure. What, you know, what's his resume look like?
Yeah.
You know, how many years was he at Cal Poly?
You're telling me about these numbers. How credible are you as a person? Like, how credible... What's your background?
He's currently being compensated to write about these numbers and evaluate quarterbacks for the Bleacher Report. So, like, somebody there does believe that he's credible enough.
And multiple people probably had to sign off for him to get his
position. Did you at one time work for a team?
Did he? I have no idea.
Exactly.
But that doesn't matter.
I'm throwing it out there. Yeah, I think it does matter because this guy's just.
How about any female reporter in sports? Have they ever worked for a team, but yet they report on a sport that they can't even partake in?
That's a whole nother conversation.
Okay. Well, in some cases, it's relevant.
I'm not saying that you don't work hard at your craft, but when you're. How do I want to toe this line and not get called into a meeting today?
We will let you. You'll be saved by the proverbial bell here, Gibbs. Saved by the bell.
Just saying the credibility is, to me, if a guy like Buster Olney puts out stats or tells me certain things over a guy from the Bleacher Report or someone, you know, that may have never been a part of baseball before, but they decide they're going to do a stat packet. I'm going to believe the guy that has covered the team for how many years, that gets this game, that knows this game inside and out.
So, okay.
Is that making sense? Am I making sense?
In some way you are, but in some way you aren't. Like, for my training back in the day as a McKinsey consultant, just because somebody's been doing something for a long time doesn't mean that they're doing it the right way.
And I would agree with that.
You would say the entire way in which baseball – just read the book Moneyball, which I'm sure you have.
Yes.
The entire way that baseball players are evaluated, it used to be a bunch of old guys who had watched baseball players for forever, like, well, that's a five-tool guy. And then they came up with ways to quantify success and predict that success going forward. So to me, it's, you know, it's just an evolution of things. Just because somebody's been doing something for a long time and somebody else comes in and does something new that you don't necessarily think is valuable, could ultimately end up being more valuable.
And one day, you know, I'm sure when slugging percentage first came out around base percentage, we all scoffed at that in baseball. And now it's the norm. And maybe the number you threw out yesterday will become the norm at some point.
Well, right. Let me ask you a question. Let's just try to keep it in a stats thing. If you were evaluating a quarterback, okay, if you were evaluating a quarterback and you could have the following information at your disposal, okay, on one page, all you're going to have for the quarterback are his actual completions, his actual completion percentage, touchdowns, interceptions, et cetera, just his actual stats, okay? And that's all you had. You had no name on the player. You had no tape on the player. You just had that information. You're going to evaluate five or six quarterbacks across that criteria. And then you could also have another one where it was the same quarterbacks, no names, whatever, same criteria, but you actually knew percentage of passes that were accurate so that they were catchable, so that's going to factor in drops. You know, what was the actual percentage of throws that were on target? What were the actual percentage of throws that could have been touchdown? The actual percentage of throws that could have been intercepted?
But coulda, woulda, shoulda. Like, that's an opinion. That's someone putting an opinion on something.
So what it takes for you to have someone that played the game now being the statistician for the Bleacher Report or CBS or Fox or whoever for it to be a little bit more valid in your eyes?
So if a pass hits a receiver in the chest and it bounces off their chest and is intercepted, on the stats where you're looking at the actuals, that's going as an incomplete pass for the quarterback and an interception. When you're actually doing it, and you could do this without having played football, you could say that wasn't on the quarterback at all. He made the perfect throw, hit the guy right in the chest. That should actually have counted as a completion, and one of his interceptions, interceptable passes, should have come off. And you're saying that you, unless you played in the NFL, you're not capable of making that distinction.
That's an easy one. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the guy that just determined – what gives that guy the right to determine what was a catchable ball
and
what
wasn't? So if Matt Wilhelm wrote that, if Matt Wilhelm did that, to you that carries more weight. Or if Trent Dilfer made that, was the one who sat there and watched all that tape and did that, then it matters.
I think so, because the guy played the game. Now, that being said, I'm still going to take and just go, that's still almost an opinion. That's not a hard fact. That's not a hard stat. Am I wrong? Is that a hard number? Can you legitimately say, like, that's an opinion. It's not a stat.
So then essentially, just to.
Well, you were graded as a player on plus minuses, which were, they were the facts that controlled your life and your livelihood.
Based upon the grading system interpretation of your position coach.
Right.
Which changed from team to team.
And coach
based upon their expectations they asked you to play within.
That's not a guy that's writing for the Bleacher Report. That's a coach.
Well, a guy who writes for the Bleacher Report could have been a coach in the NFL one time, could have been a scout at one time, could have been anything. But I understand what you're saying. I'm just saying that
your mom's basement is my personal attack on those kinds of numbers.
Yeah. And I just
Fair.
Wonder why.
It's the same reason I hate Tony Romo, because I just hate Tony Romo.
And you hate stats.
Did Tony start throwing darts or something?
I do not hate stats. I like reading stats. But there are certain numbers.
You hate oddball analytics.
I do. That's okay, it. But thank you, Wilhelm.
Okay, but in baseball, there are plays that are determined to be hits or errors based on the interpretation of the official score.
Correct.
And those affect your normal stats. So you're okay with that. To you now, it's just basically – so if that same study about interceptable passes was done by a player or a former player or coach, then to you it's gospel. The fact that it was done by somebody who is paid professionally to write about quarterbacks makes it irrelevant, even though basically it's the same thing as determining a hit or an error.
Totally lost me.
All right, we're 4 minutes late for the Jort Report. Let's take a break.
We're going to come back with the Jort Report, something that there is no debate about whatsoever.